Now back with, is it hour two out of three.
Hello.
That legitimately threw me off for a second.
Good morning.
Of this Christmas edition of Garden Talk. Good morning.
Sorry, we were talking about pasta.
We were.
And really great deals on stuff.
Yes.
So
we are deal and bargain hunters.
Definitely a conversation I need to get in on.
Right.
That's right. I told you it was going to be shopping with the Weber girls to buy Garden Talk.
See, the thing is, Mr. Audie, I don't get a word edgewise in with this stuff.
Oh, that is not true. We let you talk. You talked on the way up here.
Very rarely.
did you record that audio by chance, Mark?
No, I did not.
Oh, no. And
you did through the garden gate.
He's abused. He's
you are not.
He's fine.
You got to talk.
He enjoys having the men around because then he can actually have conversation with men.
And you got to do through the garden gate.
Yeah.
See, I got to do through the garden gate.
I was telling Ashley about my awesome deals I got yesterday at my food place.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we're going to start hour number two. Rich Pearson will be joining us here in a few minutes, and so will Mr. Randy Tischer from Green Velvet Sod Farms and so much more on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good Saturday morning, each and every one of you, as we continue with hour number two of a Garden Talk Christmas here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. My name is Mark Weber, and I'm in studio with two amazing young ladies. One, Miss Ashley Weber.
Good morning.
Miss Melissa Weber.
Good morning.
And Garrett's next door with his beautiful sweater on. And Mr. Audie's over in that other window way over there. He could wave at us if he wanted to. He was getting pasta recipes from Ashley and Melissa.
We weren't giving recipes. We were talking about restaurants where we got the pasta.
I got a good deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying.
457-1290 is the number of the dial if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast. And we would love for you to listen and be part of Garden Talk. If you would like to give us a call, we've got an open line for you at 457-1290. And without further ado, up on the hotline, we've got the one and only Mr. Richmond Pearson. Richmond, good morning, and Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? And good morning. As I've been corrected, Les Mis Webbers, rather than to refer to them, Fred corrected me about referring to you as ladies. I do apologize.
You can totally call us whatever you want.
We'll still respond to it. It's fine.
Mom calls us girls all the time, and same with Grandma. Everybody calls us the girls.
Yeah. We're used to it.
Like when we were little, we thought our name was the girls.
I don't find it insulting.
Not at all. You're totally fine. We were just saying like we got an upgrade because usually like every year they're like, Mark Weber and the girls. And we're like, yeah, it's like a rock band, you know?
Well, years ago, I discovered that, you know, I would just tell people to call me anything but late to dinner, and that worked out well for everybody.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a great motto.
So, Rich, how'd you like that apple I gave you this week?
With the bumper sticker.
It was delicious.
You
it was
and your apples, and man.
I spread the word of pomology.
Oh, gosh. That's what we're calling it.
Is this going to be a new cult?
Wait, yeah. It's a new cult, yes. The word of pomology.
Wait, pomology? What's that, Dad?
It's a fruit science.
Oh, because pomology is the study of lungs.
No, whoa. It's pomology.
Pomology.
Yeah,
okay.
when you eat an apple.
Making sure we're
talking
about
science
right
people here.
When you eat an apple or a pear, it's actually defined morphologically as a pome.
I know. It's a pome fruit.
Okay.
Poem. Yes, Ryan doesn't believe me that there's
you
different types of fruit. So.
Science people, okay.
He got the different types of fruit lesson the
other night. You should come, Ashley, you should come to one of our tailgating with trees when you have Rich and I talk about plants for an hour.
I don't think that's the kind of tailgate we want to go to.
Yeah. I don't know, Dad.
Absolutely nothing else to do around lunchtime.
Yeah, nothing else to do. Go hang out with the two old tired tree huggers who talk about trees. trees for an hour.
One of my interns
Wait a
said,
minute, old and tired? I've been
yeah,
your
no,
dad.
Just talk about real. Yourself there, okay? One of my interns said a tree joke the other day. He said, what did the pine tree say to the ash tree? And we all said, what? And he said, timber. Nobody else thought it was funny.
Oh, my gosh.
But I knew y'all get a kick out of
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh. That's so awful.
I know.
As many ash trees as
deforestation.
It's kind of sad.
Well, yeah, I think I'm going to steal that. I like that.
My preschoolers don't know jokes. Their idea of a joke is knock, knock. And I say, who's there? And they say, like, they'll say their name, like, Ashley, and I'll be like, Ashley who? And then they'll just laugh. I'm like, that was not a joke. That wasn't funny. And I'm mean. Like, I'm like, that's not funny. And they're like,
well, then that makes
Ashley?
It an even better joke.
That's right.
Yeah, my interns tell dad jokes, so they're pretty funny.
I love dad jokes. Have you ever seen, like, the videos
the Will
online?
Ferrell and
yes.
Mark Wahlberg ones? Yeah,
Dad, we have
great.
To show you that. There's a Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg video.
See, Rich, this is the reason why there probably will not be a What Plan I Am today, because I have no chance to say a word in this
we
show.
We will make up the question. We've got it.
Well,
we did it last year.
I wanted
year.
To, like, give some kind of extraordinary helpful hint for our listening fans out there.
He does this every week to me. He sabotages me. I do a What Plan I Am, and I describe it with great articulation.
Yeah, because you use too many words.
Then
people get
sometimes,
lost in between.
Sometimes, like, nobody went to Ohio State and studied, like, those things.
Daddy,
so
you got
to
bring
know.
It down to real people level.
And you know what? It's hard to hear all that and Google at the same time.
Actually, you can find a lot of the text that he uses for these in two websites that I've discovered.
Oh, no.
I got to have inspiration someplace, Rich.
Well, yeah. And I, you know, and I totally, you know, plagiarized and ripped off my post today. So, yeah. It's all good.
So tell us about your
plagiarism.
He didn't plagiarize. He was just using it as a source.
Yeah. So Rich,
he cited it. He has a bibliography.
Rich, tell me your post about. What's your post about?
Post.
Well, basically, it's just a message to, you know, regardless of whatever affiliation we have spiritually, and there are a number of them that all coalesce this time of the year. And there's reason for that, and a very ancient reason. This is the time where we have just passed the shortest day of the year, longest night, and days are getting slightly longer. And it's very ancient spiritual thought celebrated that turning point as the promise of renewal mm-hmm. and refreshment and rebirth. And just to kind of an encouragement for folks to just sit down, relax, take a breath, and allow themselves to be and act like the human beings we all are.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a great season for everyone.
Very nice.
And I quoted, actually I copied in and posted one of my favorite poems, and it's from Max Ehrman. It's called Desiderata.
Why don't you read it to us, sir?
You want me to read this to you?
Yeah, I want you to read it to us.
Maybe he doesn't want
All right.
to.
Well, no, he wants to.
He's live on the radio. He has to. No, I'm teasing him.
Alrighty, here we go.
Go. I want to hear you. I want to hear you say this. Go ahead. Go.
Okay. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others. Even the dull and the ignorant, they too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter. For always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not bind you to what virtue there is, blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly to the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. Do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here, and whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.
Very nicely said, sir. Congrats. That's wonderful. Thank you, Rich.
And on the other side of that coin, and because I am, you know, I do have a cynical side, I know that will come as a shock. There's a companion piece that the National Lampoon created a number of years ago called Deteriorata, which has its truth embedded in it as well.
Well, you know, Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase, the reason that we all like that movie so well is because we can all find something in there in our own lives that we can look at and laugh and chuckle about, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, I've been accused of being a electrical crazy person from time to time in my life. And Rich, I wanted to thank you, and also thank you for being a dear friend. And I enjoy your banter, and I enjoy you, and I enjoy your passion for life. And I think your greatest gift to me has been the fact that you've shared so much knowledge and time, and we've become such close friends. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And to quote, you know, another famous author, hey, that's how we roll in the Shire.
I don't know what I'm going to do next month for apples for you, though. I've got to come up with something new. Oh, I got 6,000. I got 6,000 varieties to choose from. What should I pick next?
You must have like a garage full of refrigerators for these.
He does have a refrigerator in the garage that is full of. There's a lot of apples in
there. I keep telling everybody, but the part that you don't know about Ashley here, she has a taste for Melrose.
I do.
And by the way, Rich says...
And Honeycrisp.
And
I know you don't like Honeycrisp. You said that those are a hipster apple.
Well, those are yuppie apples.
I like Gala apples.
Those are awesome. And I like...
Those are all delicious apples, yes.
I like Red Delicious is gross.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Rich? Red Delicious is gross.
If you do a crock pot dish with a pork tenderloin and Golden Delicious apples, it's really good.
I like Golden Delicious.
I like Golden Delicious.
Now, that sounds kind of delicious, but, you know, anything you... with a big old hunk of pork in it and you cook all day is going to be great.
It's very good. It's hopefully. So simple, too. It's just got brown sugar, then salt and pepper, and the Golden Delicious apples on top, and you let it cook all day, and it's phenomenal. So
that
it's an easy recipe.
Yummy to me.
Look at that. You got two in the kitchens, Dad.
Well, Rich, I will raise a glass of bourbon to you this evening, and thank you so much for everything you do with Garden Talk, and Merry Christmas to you, my good friend.
Well, thank you. And to you, Ashley, and to you, Melissa.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Take care, my friend.
You too.
Bye-bye. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, more Garden Talk on this Garden Talk Christmas on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
For good news in Dayton, this is Neil Ratliff, Senior Vice President, Commercial Banking for West Banco Bank. Rush Transportation and Logistics was founded by Steve Parker as a courier service in 1981. Today, under the leadership of Steve, Jan Parker, and Ashley Vondereau, Rush is a full-service transportation and logistics firm with service centers in Dayton, Cincinnati, and Columbus. The company is also certified by the Women's Business Enterprise National Council and is one of the leading same-day transportation companies in the Midwest. Their emphasis has been on providing the highest quality service. Rush continually strives to provide on-time shipment delivery, professional employees, and value to their customers' distribution process. They deliver to all 48 contiguous states and Canada, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Steve, Jan, Ashley, and the dedicated, hardworking employees of Rush, you are good news for Dayton.
Good News in Dayton is brought to you by Grunder Landscaping Company, Park & Go Airport Parking, and West Banco Bank. For more information, visit goodnewsindayton.com.
Hi, I'm Karen Klepas of Dayton Church Supply, and this holiday season, we are celebrating Christmases serving families, churches, and spiritual organizations in the Miami Valley. Nativity scenes purchased from us years ago are still providing the lasting message of Christmas. We invite you to visit us at 136 East 3rd Street downtown and see our vast selection of gift ideas to lift the spirits of those special to you. Choose from Bibles and missals, rosaries and jewelry, statues and candles, crosses and crucifixes, devotionals and holy cards, and nativity scenes. The Tegenkamp and Klepas families thank all of our customers for your continued patronage and invite those of you who have yet to visit to come in and experience a little Christmas. We are at 136 East 3rd Street, downtown. Call us at 937-223-2521 or find us on Facebook. Open weekdays 9:30 to 5, Saturdays 10 until 3.
David Cemetery has been serving the families of the Miami Valley since 1826. Families often remark that pre-planning was the greatest gift a parent has given them. Act with love, plan ahead, and talk about what you might want. Help your family by relieving the burden of difficult financial and emotional decisions during a time of grief. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
For over 90 years, Esther Price Candies have been making their traditional chocolates and want to help you celebrate your family tradition during the holidays. Shopping is easy with Esther Price Candies gold boxes, gift baskets, bourbon cherries, corporate trays, and a variety of new products. Visit any of their locations or shop online at estherprice.com and ship your family and friends their favorites. The holiday tradition is at Esther Price.
As we all know, life can bring about many challenges. Fortunately, some you can expect and plan for. By joining the McAfee Comfort Club, we can find many problems before they happen. And for the moment you're caught off guard, our emergency priority service restores your comfort quickly. Any season, any time. McAfee.
Hi, this is Chuck Oliver, best-selling author and retirement protection architect. Let me teach you the triple tax saving solution as we find numerous baby boomers leaving unnecessary tax on the table. I want to teach you how you can eliminate taxes legally on getting the money out of your IRAs, on the sale of a highly appreciated asset like your business or a piece of real estate, as well as the annual unnecessary taxation on your income for those of you still working. Go to taxessaved.com, taxessaved.com.
This holiday season, treat yourself with a great pre-owned vehicle from Express Motors. Hundreds of vehicles in stock. All credits are welcome. Go to expressmotorsohio.com. Also, ask us how you can win a smart TV for the holidays. Stop in today or visit us at expressmotorsohio.com.
This elf tells Santa who is being naughty and who is being nice.
Merry Christmas from Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, everybody. It's 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Rain showers early on your Saturday, but as colder air moves in, that rain may mix with snow late in the morning and into the afternoon. We should dry out as we head into the evening. Snow will accumulate with areas south of I-70 getting around an inch. North of I-70, 1 to 2 inches of wet snow is expected, and temperatures falling through the 30s on Saturday. Snow showers are also probable on your Sunday with 1 to 2 inches of snow expected, highs in the lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley's Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's getting to look a lot like Christmas. A current scan of the new live Doppler HG7 radar is rain, 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 pretty much from the Ohio line, that's the Ohio-Indiana line, off to the east, and back in Indiana land, it is beginning to clear off. Now, what's interesting is Indiana right now is showing temperatures around 34 degrees Fahrenheit. In Dayton right now, we're sitting at 37, so we definitely have some cold air coming our direction. On the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk, Christmas, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, Garden Talk listeners. I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. My favorite Garden Talk memory was with Mark and I when we got to talk about lightning. Hopefully, I got to shed some light on the subject. I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And that was a shocking broadcast.
Hers was better.
Thunderous applause.
Dad, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have like any old recordings of like when Ashley and I did this, like when we were like
really little babies?
My coworker asked me that the other day, and I told her, I said, you know, I didn't know because everything got converted over to digital, so I didn't know.
You
know,
I would love to hear me when I was two.
I will ask that question of Hippie. If you don't know who Hippie is?
No.
Hippie is the assistant program director here. His name is Chris, but
act like I should just know that. Like that's common knowledge.
I think
like,
I come here every
day. Yeah. Oh,
I thought you met Hippie once, but you know Hippie.
I know who Chris is.
If the funny thing is about
like, what is his name actually? Hippie?
We should call him Chris.
Like
Garrett, can you explain to us why we call him Hippie?
His name is Chris.
As far as I can tell, he went with the name Hippie because we had to have on-air talent. Like on short notice, and his on-air name that he chose at that moment was Hippie. He has a few other ones, but that one just kind of stuck.
Okay. It's like your Dr. Kevorkian thing.
Yes, remember Dr. Trevorkian.
Yes.
Dr. Assistant okay, Tree Suicide.
Okay, Dad. Well, you should ask him because it would be cool to hear.
Yeah,
Hippie's okay. He's a good guy.
Yes, you should ask Christopher. You should.
What's his name?
You know, you should ask. You know what? He calls me up.
Says Mark, it's Hippie. Call me.
Okay. Okay. Just saying. He's okay. Don't want anyone to be like, no.
Everybody knows him as Hippie. I know his other name too. I know his real name, but I just call him Hippie because I like.
Okay, so you're gonna ask him, right?
I will ask him if those any of those old shows,
especially the one like the first one.
I don't know. That's pretty far back.
You know, the thing is back in then, those days, back we did then. Everything on reel tapes.
Right. That's what I told my coworker. I said everything got converted over to digital. And I said, I don't know if this
We were back in, well, I'm feeling old now, but back then, we even, for the music pieces that we used,
everything was
carts. Like 8 tracks, right?
They were like 8 tracks.
Yeah, they had all those like things.
We
like
had 8-track tapes.
And we got to record on them, and it was really cool. We're like, you're listening to our dad. Yeah. Mark Weber. Yeah. Remember it took us like what, 4 or 5 times?
No, you guys did good though. Because what was cool
as we
was,
got older, we got better.
Yeah,
but you would come in though and you would put it in the can and get it prepared for the program. Mm-hmm. And it was a part of the learning process of how this thing works. And
yeah. And now we're pros and we're taking over.
You can take over anytime you want.
He still doesn't want to sit with the computer though.
I know.
Well, ladies, coming up here in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Mr. Randy Tischer from Green Velvet Sod Farms, and I'm sure he's got a few words of wisdom to share with you all. And as well, this is Garden Talk Christmas on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 7:31. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO news update. Our top story, busy travel times this weekend. As many hitting the road, trains, and the airplanes for their holiday travel all across the country. Some difficulties, though, might be slowing them down.
Rain and snow accumulation in the forecast. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO triple team traffic. No major accidents out there causing any troubles for right now. The freeways are looking all clear, but just be careful. The rain is still continuing in the Miami Valley, and that means slick roads are still a possibility. And it's our top story. With more than 107 million Americans heading out by planes, trains, and automobiles this weekend, AAA says this is going to be a record year for holiday travel. Unfortunately, the weather will prove to be a problem.
With 22 states from the Rockies down to Texas and east to Maine under snow and flood alerts. And it's just as crowded at major airports across the country. Long lines at ticket counters and security checkpoints already being reported from New York to Los Angeles.
That's Fox's Adam Housley in Los Angeles. Take your time if you've got to travel on the roads this weekend throughout the Miami Valley. Rain right now is causing some trouble, but those roads are expected to be extra busy this weekend. Well, new this morning, crews responding to a fire at South Irwin Street in Dayton, reportedly in the basement. That's causing heavy smoke to fill out that area. Right now, we're following the latest and we'll bring updates as we get them. Now the exclusive Storm Center 7 24-hour weather forecast. Here's meteorologist Crystal Davis.
Rain showers early on your Saturday, but as colder air moves in, that rain may mix with snow late in the morning and into the afternoon. We should dry out as we head into the evening. Snow will accumulate with areas south of I-70 getting around an inch. North of I-70, 1 to 2 inches of wet snow is expected, and temperatures falling through the 30s on Saturday. Snow showers are also probable on your Sunday with 1 to 2 inches of snow expected, highs in the lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar still shows heavy rain throughout all of the Miami Valley right now. Lighter in parts, we are seeing some heavier stuff picking up in Dark, Shelby, and Logan counties. Right now, nothing severe, though. 35 degrees in Troy, 36 in Springfield, 37 here in Dayton at 733. I'm Jonah Audie on AM 1290 and News 95.7. WHIO. Depend on it.
Why do the good die young, Val?
It's just not right, Jim.
Not when we have the technology.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Air conditioners.
Oh.
Perfectly good AC systems.
Taken too young.
Before their time.
Stop the madness.
Let CJS keep your AC healthy.
And running longer.
A unit 8 to 10 years old.
Is too young to die.
Especially with annual tune-ups.
By CJS trained in timely techs.
Getting you more years from your system.
But there comes a time.
When your AC can't go on.
Or costs too much to run.
That's replacement time.
Yikes.
Yeah. Who yearns to buy a new AC system?
So, we make it easier.
With manufacturer rebates.
Energy rebates.
And CJS efficiency bonuses.
We pair your house.
With a system that fits your needs.
And your budget.
Professionally installed.
By clean screen.
Trained and timely.
CJS techs.
Who aren't done till you're delighted.
Whether it's CJS service.
Helping you get more years from your system.
Or CJS replacement.
Helping you get more system for your money.
Everything we do.
Is all about you.
He's Jim.
She's Val.
We're CJS.
Heating and Air.
.com.
Now, we are seeing these storms moving a little bit towards the eastern portion of the Miami Valley right now.
We own the Miami Valley's only live Doppler radar. That means we know minutes before any other station when a tornado or severe storm is approaching your neighborhood. Technology is great, but add that to our live team of meteorologists and you have the most accurate forecast designed to keep your family safe. Get Storm Center 7 updates around the clock here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
My Christmas gift to you, keep some cash in your pocket with some money-saving advice. I'm Clark Howard on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
How can you grow a better lawn? Let's go in the grass with Randy Tischer of Green Velvet Sod Farms on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Tischer.
Merry Christmas, Mark. Merry Christmas, Ashley and Melissa.
Merry Christmas, Randy.
You guys are doing a great job of keeping your father from saying about anything this morning. So
that's
keep
right.
It up.
You're
welcome. We're censors.
That's right. Well, are you all ready for Christmas?
Yep.
You ready for a white Christmas? We're gonna have a white Christmas this
Woo-hoo!
Year.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's been a while since we've had one of those.
Yeah, do you guys listen to the show at all when you on Saturday mornings?
If I'm awake, yeah.
If you're awake,
I'll answer honestly. She's gonna lie, but
yeah,
if I'm awake,
not lying.
I will. Yeah,
I'm not.
Well,
lying.
If you're awake, and you will, but you're not awake, so you don't. That's
correct.
That's probably the way it is, right?
Well, there's some Saturdays I'm awake, so I do.
I listen to it sometimes.
You guys don't get up at 4 a.m. like your father does?
No.
No. I wake up at 5 a.m. every other day.
You know, Randy, the part that I was kind of taken, it was, I don't know, maybe a year ago or something, and it was a Saturday morning, and Mel picked up Kim to do something, mm-hmm. and Kim says, "Mark, she was listening to you on the radio."
Yeah, see?
Yeah. I mean,
if I'm awake.
We're,
I
yeah, if we're driving around, and so because I don't have like a radio in my apartment.
I have an Alexa who can play stuff.
Oh my gosh,
she's funny.
Yeah, and your radios probably don't get AM either, do they?
They do.
Well, my car one does, but I live in like Cincinnati, so 1290 doesn't reach all the way down there, but the 95.7 does. So.
Dad's gonna tell you.
Yeah, the 95.7
radio app it will.
I don't have.
Hey, Melissa, congratulations on getting engaged.
Thank you.
You know, I've got a Melissa of my own,
and
she did the same thing that you did. She said yes this summer to getting engaged.
Oh, congrats to her.
Yeah, but I guess you're waiting another year. She can't wait. She's getting married in June of next year. But congratulations!
Thank you. Yeah, where's she getting married at? If you don't mind me asking.
Well, she's a Michigan girl now. Okay. Headed north, and she's getting married under a lighthouse looking over Lake Huron that was built in 1840. So we're hoping for something other than snow in June in northern Michigan. We'll see what happens.
That is so beautiful.
What day in June?
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm getting married in June as well. Sorry.
So now we know exactly where and when, so we're coming.
Yeah, come on. June 9th.
June 9th. Okay.
That's outstanding. Yep. Congratulations to you and your family.
We don't want the
Randy.
Fish. We'll be there, though.
We can figure it out.
Well, I know nothing about it. All I've been told is the date and when to show up, so that's all I got to worry about.
That's right.
You know more about mine, Dad. He actually wanted to look through, like, the wedding package and everything, and yeah. He
your father?
Down. Yeah, he's like, I want to see it all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I want to be completely surprised. I'm just showing up and just be wherever they tell me to be at whatever time. That's all I need to know.
Dad helped me with, like, the flower stuff because, I mean, I had to go to Dad to make sure, you know, I wasn't going to get
paper flowers.
Yeah, paper flowers or, you know, I had to make sure I was getting good quality stuff. So, of course, went to Dad
for the month.
Well, see, your father puts me through all kinds of quizzes throughout the year.
He does us,
too. We're supposed to be in the grass, and we're talking about grass things. But your father always makes me think about the my favorite tomato or my favorite apple, and apples. Do you guys know more than one variety of apple?
Yeah. Of course we do. We live with we live with him.
We were raised by him.
He's our dad.
I think he strongly dislikes the fact that Ashley and I's favorite is the Honeycrisp
because it's a hipster apple.
Apparently.
Oh, yuppie
is
apple.
Is that right?
Yeah, but we like the Honeycrisp, and I like Gala and other different apples.
See, I'm a horrible disappointment to your father because apples are either red or green or yellow.
Delicious.
So, Randy, I have to say that comment is very far removed from the truth. You're not a disappointment. You're actually an amazing man. I mean, I admire your.
I know it. Mark, I know amazingly little about tomato varieties and apple varieties, but you are educating me, so I thank you for that.
Well, is everybody going to be home for Christmas at the Tischer household this year?
Yeah, actually, they're all going to be gathered at my house here in about another 2 or 3 hours when they wake up. They don't get up to listen to me on the radio either, but... Mark, we always have a live tree, a bagged and burlapped, dirt on the bottom tree. And as I'm getting older, I don't quite have the ability to pick those things up like I used to. So we're all getting together and lifting this big bag of dirt with a tree on top of it and bringing it into the house and actually decorating our live tree this morning before going down to the UD game this afternoon.
So I have a
Flyers.
I have a question, yep. Randy, and this is one of those things that you don't realize how things evolve in families. But the ornaments that go on the Tischer tree, is there one that I guess sticks in your mind as one of the most memorable ornaments on the Tischer trees?
Well, you know, Mark, you always have those favorite ornaments, and And I got to tell you, my three little monsters, they have grown up, but we've got some pretty cool little pictures that they made when they were back in, I don't know what, kindergarten or whatnot, it just brings me back to those little kids. It seems like yesterday. It seems like you guys was yesterday when you could. What you've been doing this 26 years now?
Yeah,
Ashley has
26 years strong.
Well, you know, Mark, the favorite Christmas ornaments to me are the ones the kids made when they were little tiny tots, just like Ashley and Melissa started out on the radio, you're reading a lot better. I can tell you, your reading has definitely improved in the last 20-some years.
And you know, Randy, that first time that Mel was in here, I never forget. Ashley was sitting right next to her and I'm pointing at the words, and now you gotta say this and you gotta say that.
I was not.
No, she was very helpful.
I was a teacher from the get-go. That's why in preschool my teacher would tell my mom that I was bossy, because I told all the other kids how to clean up. Like, I knew I'm gonna do this, and that's what I do now. See, I don't clean up.
See, Randy, she showed leadership skills at a very young age.
Randy, so. I have to ask you, are you taking the all-wheel drive sleigh to get your Christmas tree? Your old?
Am I?
Yeah, your all-wheel drive.
Yeah. Sleigh. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I picked it up in. It's been sitting in the barn. I got it about a month ago. It's been sitting up in the barn, and I drove it down to the house with a forklift yesterday. See, I use hydraulics now, but I can't drive the forklift into the house.
That's better than the Griswolds have. Because
there you go. But
when you said that, when you were talking about it, I was like, oh my gosh, he's got his all-wheel drive sleigh to go pick up the oldest family tradition.
I've never had Christmas in a house that hasn't had a live bag balding, big gold tree with dirt on it, and you take it out and plant it. That's my next job, is trying to figure out where in the Tisher Forest I need to plant our Christmas tree this year. But it'll be fun, and it's sort of cool to wait until the day or two before Christmas to bring in your tree. It makes it sort of exciting as we get the last couple of days before Christmas.
So do you have like two grandchildren now, Randy?
Yeah. I got Henry and Oliver, 6 years old and 4 years old, and they're either gonna keep me young or drive me insane, one or the other. But they're pretty cool little kids, and I'm fortunate enough to live within about 500 feet of them, so they come up to see Grandpa on a regular basis.
Outstanding.
You're making Dad want grandchildren.
Yeah.
Stop.
Dad?
We're not ready.
You're waiting.
Yet. He's looking at us like
5 to 6 years.
He's looking at us like, I'm giving you a time frame. Like, I want a grandbaby.
Well, you know, your father's not getting any younger.
Okay,
you guys
got
to step it up here.
No.
Thank you, Randy, for having
you
my
You can
back.
Borrow one of my students. It's fine. Tell them to call you Grandpa.
It's not the same.
Yeah, you know, Mark, I'll rent you Henry and Oliver for about 2 hours, and then you'll be be way over your yearning for grandchildren. they have a lot more energy than you and I do.
Yeah, I just have this yearning to teach, and
there's the new puppy at home, so you can teach her.
You can teach the new puppy.
Yeah, but puppies don't enjoy learning about trees and plants.
Yes, they do. She likes to eat them.
Yeah, see, she's good.
Little Lacey learns about things. I've
tried
to
teach her. Your kids will know. Your kids will know more about apple and tomato varieties than any 4 or 5 year old on the planet, let me tell
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
And at least Ashley's children are going to be sassy.
Yours are going to be sassy, too. You underwhelm yourself about how sassy you are. Oh, we're both very sassy.
I wonder where they got that from.
Not mom, definitely you.
So do you ladies have all your shopping done? Is it just toast from here? Everything wrapped? Everything ready to go?
Yes.
Wrapped?
I make my own wrapping paper.
Dad carried my bag of presents yesterday. He didn't carry
your
it all
sack,
the way from my
not
apartment,
your bag.
But
it's a sack.
He got to carry it into the car, and he finds it very heavy. So.
Well, that's good.
Let me explain her sack of gifts, Mr. Tisher.
Yeah.
It's a long cylindrical tube That is approximately 4.5 feet in height.
That's a sack.
And 30 inches in inside diameter, packed full of stuff.
Gifts, Dad.
And I mean, and I was afraid that the handles were going to break.
It's, no, it's a heavy duty bag. It's meant,
sturdy.
It says if it's Santa heavy, uses it can hold it.
But doesn't quantify how much weight.
Santa used his Kroger Plus card to go get one, and he's using it. Yeah. So it's good enough for Santa. It's good enough for Melvin.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm going to go to Kroger and go get one after we're done.
Yeah, it was a good purchase.
You know, Mark, they both got boyfriends to carry all this heavy stuff now. You and I don't have to worry about that.
It's very true.
Yeah, I make Chase carry everything. Sorry, Chase. I just tell him that my arms are too short.
Yeah, and I take the recyclable bags to the grocery store, so those get extra filled.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And, like, whenever we go to the grocery store, Chase has to put the drinks in, like, the big one, and then he makes it really heavy, and if I would pack it, it'd be light.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you guys live on, like, the third floor, though.
Yeah, it's awful.
We live on the first floor. Well,
You guys get bored. You guys get bored today. You can come over here to Bellbrook and help me carry in this big ball of dirt into my house today. I need all the help I can get.
After I go to Kroger.
Well, Merry Christmas, Mr. Tischer, and to your family. And we thank you so much for being part of Garden Talk all these many, many years. We sure have had some great things that we've done over the years. And I think we've done a lot of transforming the world's turf grass into a much better thing than it was than when we started 28 years ago. So thank you. Good
friend. Yeah, you know, Mark, but... And we do, and we talk about turf, and we try to educate a little bit. But it's mornings like this when you remember that it's really just about the family, and it's great that your daughters sort of remind us all that there's more than trees and more than grass in the world. It's all about your family, and you guys all do a great job of reminding us what's important. So thank you.
Thank you, sir, and Merry Christmas to you and all, okay?
You too, Mark. Ashley, Melissa, it's wonderful to talk to you. We'll do it again. Same time, same place next year, right?
Sounds good.
Merry Christmas.
Right. Christmas. Merry Christmas. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
457-1290 as we continue. Oh, by the way, girls, Chris Hartley, Hippie Hartley. Yeah. His name on Facebook is Hippie Hartley.
Okay.
Dad, don't be like broadcasting this. People are going to start adding him and you don't want to be added.
He's a good guy. He really is. More of Garden Talk Christmas after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This Christmas, get her the diamond that she deserves.
John Stafford from Stafford Jewelers.
Gentlemen, according to a leading national survey, here are the four must-have jewelry items on every woman's wish list. A diamond engagement ring, diamond earrings, a diamond pendant, and a diamond tennis bracelet.
If you're going to bend the knee this Christmas Eve, no one can match the price that Stafford's can give you on a certified diamond. Save hundreds, if not thousands, buying direct from Stafford's wholesale division.
You pay what the jewelers pay. And Stafford's has 0% financing to qualified buyers for this sale. If you're already married, we've marked down all diamond earrings, pendants, and bracelets for this sale. Nothing is excluded.
Plus, see the exciting new designs by America's number one jewelry designer, Gabriel.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Just go see John and Stafford Jewelers.
Happy holidays from Stafford Jewelers on 725 across from the Dayton Mall.
I'm John Stafford, and I'm your jeweler.
Dockslagers is our name.
Family owned since 1959, our mission has always been to bring you quality plants at affordable prices. Explore miniature gardening as a fun hobby or birthday party theme. Register for the workshop in March. For more information, call 687-2722 or visit the events calendar at Stockslagers.com, 1 mile west of New Lebanon on US 35.
Stockslagers Greenhouse and Garden Center.
Hi, this is Chuck Oliver, best-selling author and retirement protection architect. Let me teach you the triple tax-saving solution as we find numerous baby boomers leaving unnecessary tax on the table. I want to teach you how you can eliminate taxes legally on getting the money out of your IRAs, on the sale of a highly appreciated asset like your business or a piece of real estate, as well as the annual unnecessary taxation on your income for those of you still working. Go to taxessaved.com, taxessaved.com.
For over 90 years, Esther Price Candies have been making their traditional chocolates and want to help you celebrate your family tradition during the holidays. Shopping is easy with Esther Price Candies gold boxes, gift baskets, bourbon cherries, corporate trays, and a variety of new products. Visit any of their locations or shop online at estherprice.com and ship your family and friends their favorites. The holiday tradition is at Esther Price.
Have you heard? Everybody Fitness is expanding by taking over all Premier Fitness locations. We are celebrating by offering the chance to work out for only $9.95 per month with no contract. That's right. Join and pay only $9.95 per month with no long-term commitment. Everybody Fitness is committed to having the nicest, cleanest, most equipped clubs in town for a great workout experience. So come and work out on tons of exercise machines and rows of cardio for only $9.95 per month. Stop in or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com.
I'm attorney Amy Boland. Elizabeth's New Life Center has been a guiding force in Southwest Ohio since 1989. Tens of thousands of women and families have been served with free pregnancy tests, free ultrasounds, material assistance, education, and support. Won't you join me in helping Elizabeth's New Life Center by volunteering or donating? Your donation will be doubled through a generous matching gift. Please visit supportelizabeth.com.
Find a great gift for that young or old aviation or military enthusiast or service member at MTS Toy and Hobby. Army men, playsets, plastic model kits, RC tanks, Kobe World War II building blocks, and more. MTS Toy and Hobby in Beaver Creek.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Discount Drug Mart. Open Christmas Eve until 10 p.m. and Christmas Day until 6 p.m. Win $2,500 in Shell gasoline gift cards from Shell and True North. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Christmas runaround.
The Christmas season can be a busy time for you and your family. Let us help with around-the-clock local news, weather, and traffic updates as you're on the go, on air, online, and in the WHIO app. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody. It is 7:53. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Rain showers early on your Saturday, but as colder air moves in, that rain may mix with snow late in the morning and into the afternoon. We should dry out as we head into the evening. Snow will accumulate with areas south of I-70 getting around an inch. North of I-70, 1 to 2 inches of wet snow is expected, and temperatures falling through the 30s on Saturday. Snow showers are also probable on your Sunday with 1 to 2 inches of snow expected, highs in the lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley's Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the New Live Doppler HG7 radar shows rain showers all over the place. It's beginning to clear along the Ohio-Indiana line right now. And right now it's 37 degrees in downtown Dayton, 35 in Troy. On the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's Sergeant Mark Bauer. The first time I met Mark Weber was at the Dayton Home and Garden Show, and man, was he knowledgeable about growing pretty much everything. We are very lucky to have him on our airwaves after all these years. Now, back to the Christmas edition of Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Thank you, Mark. 457-1290. And Miss Ashley, you had a story you would like to read our audience, and what is it entitled?
It's called Snowmen at Christmas. And it's from the series like Snowmen at Night.
Okay.
And it's written by Carolyn Buhner, and the illustrations are by Mark Buhner. So it's a husband-wife team, which is really cool.
Go right ahead.
All right. Snowmen at Christmas. One Christmas Eve, I made a snowman, very fat and jolly. I dressed him up in red and green and trimmed his hat with holly. I saw his arms were trembling as if he couldn't wait. It made me start to wonder, what do snowmen celebrate? I think that while I'm snug in bed dreaming of Christmas treats, the merry snowmen slip away and hurry through the streets. They glide down snowy avenues with lamplights aglow. the sleeping city blanketed in freshly fallen snow. They passed by toy shop windows framed with twinkling lights, pausing for a peek or two at holiday delights. The jolly snowmen gathered from everywhere around for a Christmas party in the center of town. Waving to each other, they call out cheery greetings, all their friends and family so happy to be meeting. A few of merry snowmen start trimming in the square. Soon holly and icicles are strung everywhere. And then, reaching high for everyone to see, they hang balls of snow on the big Christmas tree.
Sorry. It's stuck together.
This is also one of the books that got...
You're fine, darling. Here.
The snow children play freeze tag or Red Rover, or climb in a stack till they wobble right over. The mothers lay out all kinds of cold treats, ice cream and snow cones, and dainty iced sweets. Then the dancing begins to the tune of a fiddle. All the snowmen line up and sashay down the middle. Someone says, "Hush! Could that be a jingle?" Then over the hill glides the snowman Kris Kringle. He opens a sack with a jolly ho 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 and pulls out their presents, each made out of snow. Santa sips his cocoa, the reindeer romp and play, and then with a whistle, they're off on their way. Such fun snowmen have, but there's still one more thing. With their hearts full of joy, they hold hands and they sing. While the fiddler plays and sweet silver bells ring, they sing songs about snow and the birth of a king. The children are sleepy, the grown-ups are yawning. The snowmen go home just as Christmas is dawning. They're all back in their places when Christmas Day starts, but these folks made of snow have a glow in their hearts. Their smiles are more tender, their eyes softly shine, as the snowmen dream dreams of their Christmas time. Merry Christmas. The end.
Outstanding, Ashley. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Garden Talk Christmas on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We got roughly an hour left in the program, and the last hour of Garden Talk, we continue with this with what I have done for many, many years, which is a radio Christmas card. And I hope you stay tuned as we continue with this very special Christmas edition of Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.